Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to talk about the fact that Saturn is turning direct. What we're going to do today is talk a little bit about direct and retrograde motion in a general way, and then kind of apply it to Saturn, and then talk specifically through the 12 whole sign houses with regard to Saturn's station and turning direct, because that's going to give you a little sense of where to look for Saturn's presence in your life right now. So that's our agenda for today. I want to remind everybody, it is coming up really soon now, just 1 month away. My new class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, is beginning. There's still time to sign up. People are signing up, and the class is steadily filling up every day. And you can go to my website, nightlightastrology.com, and check it out. Go onto the courses page, click on the first year course to learn all about it. And don't forget to take advantage of the early bird rate, which saves you $500 off. We also have payment plans if you need them, and tuition assistance for people who might need it too. So we do have need-based tuition, and that's meant to help people who maybe have some particular constraint going on with their budget at the moment. Just be sure you check that out. Ask us any questions if you have it, info@nightlightastrology.com. The classes start November 13th. They are held on Saturdays. It's a one-year immersion into ancient Hellenistic astrology. And the courses are about 2 to 3 hours each, is over 100 hours worth of classroom content, tons of bonus material, guest speakers, breakout study sessions, a tutoring staff to help you. I'm there year round helping people, answering questions. We have live guests that come into the classroom. It's an awesome program. I hope you'll check it out. You can watch the sessions recorded if you can't make the webinars live on Saturdays. So it's pretty flexible with regard to how you approach it. Hope to see some of you in class soon. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the real-time clock today. Here it is. So what we're looking at today is the fact that Saturn, you can see in my Solar Fire program here, great program if you're looking for an astrology program. I don't get anything from saying that, but it is a good program, one of the ones that I recommend to my students. Here is Saturn with a little S above it. That means that Saturn is stationing, or station means it's not moving. It's just camped out, and it's in the process of turning and moving in the opposite direction, now moving direct rather than backward through the zodiac from our earthly perspective. Now, what's going to happen is tomorrow, we're going to see that that little S above Saturn goes away. Here it is today, gone tomorrow. So between the 10th and the 11th of October, even last night, depending on which program you're using and how it tracks the stationing and turning direct or retrograde of planets, you'll see that there's a little window here where Saturn's motion is changing. What that means, though, is that Saturn is barely moving. So let's talk for just a minute about retrogrades. Retrograde motion means that a planet is falling back into the primary motion of the sky, as opposed to cutting against the grain of it through what we might call planetary motion or secondary motion. So in ancient philosophy, I've gone over this in a number of videos before, starting with Plato, we had a view of primary motion, that is the motion that brings everything uniformly through the sky from our perspective, from east overhead, setting in the west, round and round. It's the rotation of the earth on its axis, of course, we know. And that diurnal motion, or that primary motion of the sky, is associated with the generative motion of the cosmos itself, with divinity, with the prime mover, to use kind of an Aristotelian idea. But it's that motion is the motion that is greater than any planet. No planet goes faster than that motion. On the other hand, we have the planets, the grahas, moving against the grain of that motion, relatively speaking, from the west toward the east, and they're moving through the zodiac, cutting against the grain of the primary motion. Those two motions form the basis of Plato's cosmology in Timaeus, which is a famous sort of treatise. What we get from that treatise is, you know, an inheritance astrologically as to how the cosmos was viewed and how planets were viewed in relation to the sky in general. The realm of the planets and their motions against the grain of the primary motion were basically understood as the arbiters of fate or karma, in the sense that all of their idiosyncratic speeds and synodic cycles cutting against the grain of the primary motion reflect the diversity of life, or the manyness of life moving within the larger scope of the oneness of divinity. And so when planets suddenly go backward from this geocentric perspective, what they're essentially doing is suddenly it's as though they're falling back into the primary motion. And it's as though in that sense, the larger hand of God or divinity, larger forces overtake the will or individual agenda of the planet. The planet is in some ways, its will is surrendered to something larger, which could be experienced here on Earth as something interfering with our path, our will, our way, our wishes, our plan. That's why retrogrades were often associated with reversals of fortune, meaning something's going one way and then all of a sudden it starts going the other way, for better or worse. It can also mean delays or setbacks in the sense that the planet is going along its way and the planet's movement, remember, represents something of our volition, our wishes, our hopes, our desires, the changes, permutations, and fluctuations of the material world. And then all of a sudden, those start going backward or the planet starts falling into the primary motion. And it's as though the larger hand of destiny takes over and the volition of the planet, which again represents something of our own volition, which represents something of our own dramas playing out, gets turned on its head. We experience that a lot with Mercury retrogrades. Mercury is retrograde right now. We talk a lot about Mercury retrogrades, throwing things up in the air, giving us delays or setbacks or unexpected twists and turns of fate. But this happens with all of the planets, and every planet has a different length of time that it spends retrograde every year, and so on and so forth. When we think about a planet stationing, every synodic cycle is a little different too. The superior planets, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn act a little bit differently in their synodic cycles and hence their stations and turning directs and retrogrades than say Mercury and Venus do. But the point is that when a planet slows down, two things happen. One, there can be like, things that a momentum change that starts to happen overall, a change of direction, like in the sky correlates to a change of direction in our lives somewhere. And that's what we're going to go through when we look at the 12 whole sign houses based on your rising sign today, but also not only a change of momentum or direction, but also something that's been going one way will start to go another way. Something that's been blocked will become unblocked, or something that's been relatively easy will often become more challenging. And it depends on if a planet's turning retrograde or direct. Oftentimes, when we're looking at malefics like Mars or Saturn, these planets in direct motion can sort of wreak havoc, and depending on their dignity. And so sometimes a retrograde will often mean that there is some way in which the maleficence is temporarily offset. Retrogrades of malefics are sometimes looked at favorably, in other words, because it's as though they can't terrorize us in the normal way that Saturn might, you know, not that Saturn's all bad, obviously. But the other thing is that a retrograde, well-dignified, you know, retrograde Saturn, as we have right now, Saturn's in its own sign of Aquarius, can be temporarily, can give us like temporary blocks or prohibitions or just a feeling of lethargy, or some of the more challenging Saturnine significations can come up, specifically when you have Saturn well dignified, but retrograde or stationing. When a planet stations, it's as though, you know, it's kind of like, you're not going to get much out of me today. I'm camped on the couch. You know, you're not going to get a lot of work out of me today, or there's not a lot of momentum or energy or drive or motivation. Sometimes it's like that. So you can have, you know, with a well-dignified malefic like Saturn in Aquarius, you can have this feeling of, being stuck when the planet stations, whether it's retrograde or direct. But then if it's moving direct, oftentimes you'll get this feeling of starting to come unstuck or starting to see some positive development again. Again, it really depends, in my experience, on the dignity of Saturn or Mars, in particular with their retrogrades. Sometimes these moments that we're living through right now are very helpful, useful, constructive moments, because we're starting to see something that's been stuck, starting to move forward again and get unstuck. Sometimes that stuckness or that waiting or that holding or that blockage is something that's being put in our path for us, you know, specifically as a gift from spirit to work through. Another way of looking at the, you know, something like the malefic planets in retrograde is that difficult things that we've had to face are sometimes temporarily taken back. So, you know, let's say you're going through a really hard time. And then all of a sudden you get a little reprieve as the malefic is retrograde. Sometimes the malefic going direct again is going to mean, okay, well, it's back to work now. Now there's been a little lull and now it's time to move forward again. That doesn't necessarily even have to mean it's a bad thing. Let's say Saturn is going direct in your 10th house. Maybe work has been a little quieter for some months now as Saturn's been direct, or there's been like revisiting, revising, tightening of things. And now there's new activity that's going to be coming forward again. So you always have kind of a variety of different ways of looking at retrogrades. The easiest one to understand is reversal of fortune, change of direction, change of momentum. And then depending on whether you're going retrograde or direct, you know, you have some delays or lifting of blockage. So those are some of the things to watch for right now. And I would say, generally speaking, that Saturn turning direct right now after having been slowing down for a while and really starting to camp out is probably a positive thing. Now we're going to see this energized, this Saturn dynamic energized one more time through the square to Uranus by the end of the year. So this particular Saturn cycle that we've been in since the great conjunction around the winter solstice of last year has been very dynamic because we've had Jupiter and Saturn co-present, which is often a kind of revisionary or reformers transit. There's a, when Jupiter and Saturn come together, the young, the new, the bold, the expansive, and the old, the contractive, the traditional are having some kind of conversation, and that often can lead to reform. And as that's been happening, of course, Saturn has also been hitting squares to Uranus, who also likes progress and change and innovation rather than conservatism. So we're seeing some, you know, push and pull between the more conservative qualities of Saturn and the more Uranian, excitable, revolutionary qualities of Uranus. And those two are going to be in a pretty, they're coming back into dialogue as soon as Saturn turns direct as well. So this turning direct also means that that Saturnine Uranian revolutionary energy is preparing to make one more approach by the end of the year. So this turn of momentum that we're facing with Saturn direct is not your typical Saturn turning direct in the sense that it is leading to another significant showdown between the energies of contraction and expansion, you might say. All right. So all of that being said, just to give you guys some sense of what's going on, we're going to actually go sign by sign through the wheel now and take a look at what this might mean, given whatever your rising sign is. So first, I'm going to put the real-time clock up on the screen, and these are going to be real quick hits, just a few thoughts for each rising sign. I'm going to put Aries on the ascendant, and then what I'm going to do here in the picture is I'm going to remove everything from view except for Saturn. So we'll just remove every little piece. There we go. So if you are an Aries rising, then you're looking for this change of momentum from Saturn in the house of friends, groups, allies, organizations, colleagues. This is also a place where we look for support from others or from groups of people in relation to our hopes, wishes, dreams, and aspirations, usually with a professional or social connotation. So some change of momentum happening there for you right now if you're an Aries rising. That's where to pay attention to in the upcoming weeks. If you're a Taurus rising, it's happening in the place of your professional life or career, the place that is probably associated with the workplace, relationships in the workplace, your day-to-day work or job or activities, professional direction in a general sense. So you're watching for some kind of shift there. For example, I can tell you about this one myself as I'm moving this. You know, it's been since Saturn turned retrograde, things have been relatively quiet for me, relatively, and they're picking up again because of my fall enrollment. So it's just a simple example. There's probably some other stuff going on too, but you know, sometimes it's pretty simple. You don't have to make a huge story of it. At any rate, here's Gemini rising. And if you're Gemini rising, you'll have Saturn in the ninth house. Now, this is a place associated with your guiding beliefs, principles, philosophy, ethics, morality, religion, spirituality, higher learning, sometimes long journeys or foreign countries, some kind of change of momentum happening in that house. often you'll see that coincide with people who are going through a process of, you know, some kind of paradigm change in their life. Let's go ahead to Cancer rising. If you're a Cancer rising, you're going to see Saturn changing direction in the eighth house. Now, sometimes that's going to have to do with the way in which you are wrapped up in or indebted to other people indebted to you. This can mean the beginning of the clearing of debts. This can mean taking on of new debt. This can mean that what you're able to give or not give, what you're receiving or not receiving in key relationships is really important right now, will continue to be important. And you might be turning some kind of corner when it comes to finances, or especially finances, maybe in terms of relationships to other people, investments, things like that. And also Saturn in the eighth house has to do with what you're able to give and what you're able to receive right now in key relationships. There's some kind of, it's a real house of karmic entanglements that we have with other people for better or worse. So watch for some shifting around that right now. Saturn's a real teacher in that house. All right, so let's go forward to Leo rising. If you're a Leo rising, then the action is coming in the house of love and relationships, which means there can be a change, serious change of momentum or direction in key relationships, maybe meeting someone, getting out of a relationship, turning a corner within an existing relationship, or some kind of transformation happening in key relationships. It can also be about something that's going on with a spouse or partner, some emphasis on something happening in their life right now. So watch for that churn of Saturn in the house of love and relationships. Going forward with Virgo rising, we're seeing Saturn in the sixth house. Now, Saturn in the sixth can be a sign of, having dealt with frustrations or difficulties, or being in a period of having to work very hard through something, challenges around health. You may be finding that you're about to turn a corner, especially if you're feeling like exhausted, or if you've been, set back in your ability to work, or if you've been, let's say even if you've been really sacrificing a lot of your energy and hoping for some kind of result, a change in diet, a change in health, a change in physique or appearance, anything that you've been sacrificing for, you might start to see some results with. Other times, this is going to be a sign of, maybe starting to recover from a period of sickness or frustration generally. Also, any place that there's been a feeling of burden or a lack of motivation, you might find that things are turning around there. This was a house associated with hard work, perseverance, sacrifice, and also frustrations and sickness. So looking for some kind of turn or change of momentum around those topics. All right, if you're a Libra rising, this is in your fifth house. Something to do with children, potentially, something to do with pregnancy, creativity, joy. This house has a lot to do with children and pregnancy. And so any kind of change of momentum, if you have kids or you've been pregnant, maybe you've been on bed rest and you're getting ready to have your baby now, but whatever the case might be, a turn of momentum in relation to kids, whether you're about to have them, you just had them, they're 10 years old or they're high schoolers or even in college, you could see some shifting around the relationship with your children or milestones in their life that are taking place. Sometimes there's going to be some difficult lessons around these topics as well with Saturn in the fifth. Also questions about joy. Joy and happiness. Are you deriving enough joy or happiness from your life? Are you in touch with your creative essence? Are you feeling creatively fulfilled? Saturn in this house has been doing some work with you on that topic if you're a Libra rising, and a little turn of momentum coming right now in that area. All right, so if you're a Scorpio rising, then Saturn is taking its change of direction in your fourth house around home, family, property, roots, ancestral or family karma. I would look here around the karma related to fathers or grandfathers in particular, or elders in the family. Also looking at the roots and foundations of your life psychologically and emotionally. What is your karmic ancestral baggage that you carry? These kinds of questions, as well as sometimes literal changes in the living environment taking place. So those are the kinds of themes that I would expect if you're a Scorpio rising with Saturn turning direct in your fourth. All right, let's go forward to Sagittarius rising. With Saturn in your third house, a lot of this is going to boil down to your mind. What kinds of things have you been? I've seen a lot of people, for example, that, when Saturn's in the third house, that they might start meditation, or they might be trying to learn how to be more objective about something. The need for critical, distanced, objective, mature, rational, grounded, disciplined thinking, or better control of your mind or thoughts can certainly be a part of Saturn in the third house. On the other hand, any kind of mental anguish or hard work, studying for an SAT, you know, studying for a bar exam, working really hard to get a license somewhere, working really hard on a book or some creative process that involves communication or technology. You can see Saturn turning direct in this house also when people are going through changes of mind, like really maturing or growing in their mental, intellectual, or communicative capacity. I would also look for Saturn in this house to speak to any kind of distance or coldness that needs to be worked on in terms of key relationships. Saturn in the third house is sort of like saying that there might be a kind of hardness, heaviness, or coldness in the mental environment of your life, which could affect relationships. So we'll look at that a little bit maybe, but otherwise I like this as a planet of gravitas in the house of the mind right now. And then we go forward to Capricorn rising and we put Saturn turning direct in your financial house. This can actually be a really positive thing. It's a pretty well dignified Saturn, some turn of momentum around resources, assets, earning power, business. I really like that one for Capricorn risings in particular. I think this is probably a pretty good omen around finances for the better, especially if things have been kind of stuck or, you know, in a place of setbacks or delays. If we go forward to Aquarius rising, then we're looking at this in your first house. This is having a big impact on your mind, on your body, on your health, on your physique, on your mental or emotional state, on you as an individual. How are you changing as an individual? How is your sense of self or identity changing right now? That's a big question when Saturn's in the first house. And a turn direct can mean that a period of dealing with personal health setbacks or a feeling of maybe lethargy or depression personally can start to turn around. Can also mean that you're resuming a deeper level of sort of existential, you know, work right now. It's important to be looking inward and saying, who am I and how am I being asked to grow or change right now? This is a serious planet in your first house. It's your ruling planet coming all the way around to do some kind of personal inventory. Finally, we have Pisces rising, which places Saturn in your 12th house. Now, the best part of this would be the positive things that you're getting from any kind of contemplative spaces in your life right now, meditation, prayer, study, reflection, quiet time with friends, anything that gives you some distance and the ability to see things objectively and to, you know, look more carefully at things without getting too personally or emotionally invested in them. Saturn in the 12th can be like, you know, the hermit in the library. And that might be the best signification that I can think of, where there's some need to redirect your energy or time or attention so that you have more space for reflection, contemplativeness, quiet, solitary, alone time, solitude. On the other hand, if you've been dealing with what feels like a little bit of a dark night of the soul with Saturn in your 12th house, a little bit of the feeling of not knowing where you belong or some sense of divine confusion about purpose, some sense of being alone in the world, you know, Saturn turning direct might help you to feel like, you know, that I always use the phrase, all who wander are not lost with Saturn in the 12th or any really planets in the 12th house. So, you know, maybe you're going to start to discover that whatever 12th house, you know, labyrinth you've been walking through right now, that you're starting to find the thread again. You're starting to find the thread, which leads, depending on where we're going, either out or into the center where the deep revelations lie. So at any rate, just a little walk through the 12 signs today with the Saturn turning direct. It was something I covered in my monthly horoscopes. I wanted to go through it one more time for you guys today, just so you have a sense of where that shift of momentum is happening. Remember, on the 19th, in just 8 days, Jupiter is also turning direct in Aquarius. So, and Pluto just turned direct last week. So getting a lot of planets that have been retrograde now turning direct. And so there's a next wave of change and transformation that's on its way after maybe a period of setbacks, delays, a little lull or break in the action, or possibly a period that's been defined, broadly speaking, since like the end of last spring, beginning of the summer, as some kind of interlude, or even, you know, any there's so many different ways of understanding retrograde. So we just kind of think of where you've been since May, June. And then think of now where the energy is shifting, and a lot of where we've been turning the page, a whole new chapter is starting, broadly speaking, and especially in that Aquarian area of the birth chart. So that's what I have for today. Lots more astrology to unpack as the week goes on. First quarter moon coming up this week. So we get a first big dynamic shift in the moon cycle coming up. Remember, as we ride up to full moon, there's a lot of very intense transits coming, Sun and Mars square to Pluto. That's very dynamic. Full moon in Aries, Mars ruled sign. So we just went through a big week last week. It's been a pretty tough Mercury retrograde so far as I can tell from what I'm seeing from my clients. We had that Mars, debilitated Mars, combustion, Mercury, that triple conjunction between the three of them at the opening of the cycle. The moon was in rough shape at the beginning of the cycle. Things are starting to change right now, but we do have to ride our way through that full moon this month. So we'll do that together and hopefully have some good stories to share. As always, if you have any stories to share about the transits, use the hashtag grabbed, put in the combination of planets and a simple description of what you've been experiencing. We might use that for a future show. All right, that's what I've got for today. I hope you guys have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.